Shana, Mommy told me to ask you if you're ready to go to the bar mitzvah yet. We're leaving for shul in 10 minutes.
I'm still helping little Sapsi get dressed, Nipsi, but I'll be ready when it's time to go. By the way, do you have the camera? Abba put you in charge of taking pictures, right?
Yeah, I'm even bringing two cameras, a regular Kodak and a Polaroid. The Polaroid pictures don't have to be developed. You just peel off the top and you get to see the pictures right away. Isn't that amazing?
I know. It's unbelievable. Simsy, you get the door. I can't be Soxy.
Okay, no problem.
Hi, Simsy. I came by to pick up Snooki. Is he ready to go to shul yet?
I'll get him for you in a second. But first, I wanted to ask you if you think Dr. Midos would let me come over and help with the Marvelous Midos machine. You know I'm 9 years old already.
Well, Snooki's gonna be in Masifta soon, and he won't have time to come by anymore. So maybe then you could join the gang.
Wow, that would be great. Oh, here comes Snooki and Slippy now.
Good morning, Tizzy. Thanks for coming by to pick me up. It's still a bit early to go to shul, but I'm too nervous to stay at home. So let's go. Schlumpy, are you coming too?
I'm coming, big brother. Let's go.
Did you tell your grandparents about the film, Snooki?
No, but I told my parents what happened, about mixing up the yellow bags. My father said I shouldn't tell my grandfather yet. He said I should have bitachon that they'll still be found by morning.
Yeah, he said he would tell Zadie, but only at the last minute when there's no other choice.
Boys, boys, come over here.
Look, it's Dr. Midos. What's he doing in that big black limousine?
What a study car. And look, it's got American flags on both sides of the hood.
Come here, come here. Get into the car, boys. I have a surprise for you. Sit down, sit down.
I don't believe it.
Wow!
Golly! Is that really you, Mr. President?
Yes, boys. It is really me. I heard about what you did for me yesterday, and both Nancy and I wanted to thank you. I felt I had to take the time to thank you in person. Director Sessions and I stopped by to pick up Dr. Midos from his house, and he told us where we would be able to find you boys this morning. In fact, I brought with me special presidential medals of honor to give to each one of you. Here, take them.
Wow! A presidential medal!
Thank you, Mr. President. It's beautiful.
Thank you. But mostly we're just happy that you're safe, Mr. President.
Why, thank you, young man. What is your name? Are you Dizzy, Schlumpy, or Snooki?
I'm Snooki, Mr. President.
Well, from what the director told me, you had a lot to do with saving me, Snooki. In fact, I have a special gift I'd like to give you. Just to you. I think you'll like it very much.
Oh, you didn't have to get anything special for me, Mr. President.
Well, maybe I didn't have to, but I wanted to. Here, take it. It's in this bag.
I don't believe it.
Tell us.
It's my tefillin. I'm so happy. How did you find them?
You tell him, Director Sessions. Well, last night as I was leaving, Dr. Midos told me about your missing tefillin. Right, tefillin. He told me how meaningful they were to you. I told this to the president, and he had the Secretary of Transportation contact the head of the FAA, who called up TWA, who contacted the pilot in mid-flight, who announced the missing
Tefillin!
Right. the missing tefillin and the yellow bag to the passengers. A Mr. Ting Tang Yang came forward and told the pilot he had given the bag to the bus driver at the airport. After that, it was easy for us to track down the driver, and we ended up finding them safe and sound at the lost and found, not far from here at the Brooklyn bus station.
Wow! My tefillin were here in Brooklyn the whole time! Thank you so much, Mr. President. You can't imagine how happy I am.
Gewalt, boys. It's almost 8 o'clock. We have to go to school right away or else we'll be late. Goodbye, Mr. President. Goodbye, Mr. Director. And thank you again.
But before you go, there's one last thing I'd like to say to you, Master Schnooky.
Yes, Mr. President.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
Wow, Schnooky. Look how many people are here for Shacharis today.
And Schnooky, there's Zadie. He's waiting for you outside the shul.
Schnooky, come here. Let's go in the shul together. It's time for you to put on your brand new tefillin for the very first time.
I'm coming, Zadie. I'm coming.
We all saw the way we act and how we think.